Today we continue with lesson number 33 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim. Today we will look at the ninth perek, Perek Tishii, the fourth and fifth Mishnah, Mishnah Dalad and Mishnah He. A little bit of background for the Mishnah Dalad of Perek Tes. We learned earlier, at the beginning of this perek, that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim, if we can use as a Pesach, kavod aviv v'imo, meaning, can we say to a person, had you known that your neder would result in a breach of kibud avoim, of honoring your father and mother, would you have made that neder? So there's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim if such a Pesach is valid or not. But everyone agrees that if the neder was in a matter not where it might have ended up in some sort of a breach of kibud avoim, but rather it's a neder about something which is beino levein aviv v'imo. He made a neder directly affecting his relationship with his parents, then we can use kibud avoim as a Pesach. In the Gemara, we saw a machlokes between Abaye and Rava as to the reason why we do not use as a Pesach something like kavod hamokom. If you would have known that this neder in some way would end up in a breach of kibud Hashem, of a chilul Hashem, of a blasphemy or a disgrace of God, would you have made the neder? That certainly is not a legitimate Pesach. So one reason given is that you can't give a person a Pesach and ask him something which he will never be, he will always be embarrassed not to. I'm sorry, he will embarrass to tell the truth. In other words, if you ask a person, would you have made this neder had you known that in some way it would be a chilul Hashem, no one is going to say, yes, I would have made the neder anyway. So, or had I known that, I wouldn't have made the neder. No one's going to tell the truth if it's a matter of kavod hamokom. So therefore, since no one would have that chutzpah, Abaye said, "Im kein eini dorim nitrim yofe." It's not a good procedure for hatoras nedorim to use a Pesach where the person will lie in response to the question, "Would you have made this neder anyway?" The Gemara gives a different reason, and that is that a Pesach must be in yono shel neder. The Pesach must have something to do with the neder. But if it has nothing to do with the neder, then you cannot use it as a Pesach. Because if you would, then every neder would be open to a Pesach. And as Rava puts it in the Gemara, Im kein ein nedorim nish'alin l'chocham, nobody would bother coming to a chocham, because they will figure, I have an easy Pesach. I can always say, if I would have known that this in some way would affect negatively upon my belief in God, I wouldn't have made the neder. Our Mishnah, as we will now see, in continuation of what Reb Meir said in yesterday's Mishnah Gimel, points out that just as we learned yesterday, that bedovor shebeino levein oviv, if the neder was something which directly affects the relationship between the noder and his parents, that is a legitimate Pesach. Either because, since the person made this neder in the first place, something which would negatively affect his relationship with his parents, obviously, he is not the kind of person who is so ashamed to admit that he's got problems with his parents, because he made such a neder. So therefore, if we ask him, would you have made this neder? And he says, no, we believe him, because he would not be embarrassed to tell the truth. I don't care about my parents, if that was true. Secondly, since the Pesach about his parents is directly related to the neder. The neder was something directly about the relationship. And the Pesach is, had you known that the relationship would be ruined, so then we can use this as a Pesach because it is a Pesach which is relevant to this neder and not relevant to other nedarim. Giving that for a background, Rav Meir continues and says, when the person makes a neder, not with reference to his parents, but with reference to some other person, and he says, for example, such and such a person can never have hanoh, can never have benefit from my food, from my property. And we say to him, had you known that by making such a neder, which you're obviously doing out of motives of revenge and hatred, you are violating the psukim in the Torah which say not to take revenge, not to hate your brother, would you have made this neder? Poschilom in HaKosov Sheba Torah. We do use as a Pesach those things which are written in the Torah of Yomim Lo, when he say to him, Ilu ha'yisa yodeya sha'ata over alosikom v'alositor. Had you known that by making this neder and depriving this other fellow of having any benefit from you, you are guilty of taking revenge, and you are violating the pasuk which says you should not hate your brother in your heart. You're violating the pasuk which says you must love your brother as yourself. You're supposed to support your brother. And you're making a neder that your brother, your friend, your fellow Jew cannot have any benefit from your property. Shemo Ya'ani, did you ever think that maybe this fellow will become very poor and will be starving, will need food, and you won't be able to feed him because you made such a neder? Would you still have made the neder if he was become poor, ve'ena tayochol ofanis, or you wouldn't be able to help him, and you would violate the psukim of Yehaftul Reicha Kamocha, ve'chei Choimach, etc.? Yomar, and if he says, Ilu ha yisi yodeya shehukain, had I known this, lo ha yisi no der, I wouldn't have made the neder. Hareze mutor, the neder can be unbound. That's Mishneh Dalet. Mishneh Hey continues along the same lines. If a person makes a neder that he's not going to get any benefit from his wife, period. Everything she does, everything she has, I can't get benefit from it. In such a situation, he must divorce her. Or if a person makes a neder that he's going to divorce his wife, then we tell him, hey, do you realize what it's going to cost you? Do you realize, did you think about how big of a ksuva you're going to have to pay? Had you thought of that, had you realized how large the ksuva is? Would you have made such a neder? And he says, no, I never would have made it. Poschin la'adam b'chesubas ishto. We open up his neder. We unbind his neder by considering the ksuva that he owes his wife. U'ma'ase bi'echod sheno darma ishto hano. Interesting story. It once happened to a person that he made a neder. He was not going to get any benefit, any hano'o whatsoever from his wife. So he has to divorce her, because how can you live with a woman and you can't get any benefit from her? And her ksuva was more than the average. He had written in the original ksuva document at the time of the marriage that he would give her 400 dinorim, a substantial amount of money. He came to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, look, you made a neder, you can't have any ano, you have to divorce her. It's your problem. Pay her the ksuva. Rabbi Akiva required him to give her the full 400 dinrim. Omalo, so he said to him, Rabbi, have rachmonis on me. Shmona meos dinorim in yach abba. Papa, daddy, abba left real estate worth 800 dinrim. And I have my brother Joe and me. So he gets 400, I get 400. So now I'm left with a total value of an estate worth 400 meos. And now she's coming and she's going to take the whole 400 away from me. Because the karka, the real estate, the land, the farms, the buildings that a person owns, are mishubadim, are obligated to his wife in payment of her ksuva should he divorce her. But he argued, let's make a deal. I'll give her 200 and I'll keep 200. I want to keep something for myself. Rabbi Akiva said, sorry, Charlie. You've got to give her the whole 400. Aye, what are you going to eat? Cut your hair and sell it. But you've got to give her a ksuva. She is entitled to all that $400 that you inherited. $400 worth of real estate that you inherited. Oh, my Lord. So finally the person said, had I known that there was no way I could get out of paying her the whole 400, and I would have to pay such a ksuva. Lo hayisi nodev, had I known that, I would never have made this vow in the first place. V'hitira Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva permitted her to go back and live with him, meaning Rabbi Akiva was matir, the neder, with the Pesach of the ksuva. And so we have finished lesson number 33 in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Nedorim.